Good morning, Sports Time, brought to you by Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, where flowers are their inspiration to create lasting memories. And by Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and they guarantee the job will be done right.
Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. It's good to know someone you can trust when your home gives you a headache. Featuring 24-hour emergency service for plumbing, heating, and cooling. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating has been a trusted name when it comes to helping you solve any plumbing, heating, or cooling needs. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Good morning. With a look at sports on WRCO-FM, I'm Adam Hess. Christian Yelich was at home on Friday afternoon resting from what the Brewers characterized as a successful back surgery, while his team faced the reality of playing the rest of the season without him. It helps to be 10 games up on the rest of the National League Central with just 40 games to play after the Brewers 5-3 win last night over the Guardians at American Family Field. Aaron Civale pitched 6 scoreless innings against one of his former teams. Willy Adames had some early support with a first-inning home run, the shortstop's 10th 3-run homer of the year. The Brewers got triples from Jackson Chirio and Joey Ortiz and RBIs, including Bryce Terang and Garrett Mitchell, in a 5-3 win. Other interleague finals, the Cubs over Toronto 6-5, KC down Cincy 7-1, Pittsburgh a 5-3 win over Seattle, Tampa Bay 5, Arizona 4, the Angels a 3-2 victory over Atlanta. American League finals, a handful of games, the Yankees 3-0 over Detroit, Boston, they down Baltimore 12-10, Minnesota won better than Texas 4-3, and it was the Chicago White Sox with a 5-4 win over Houston. National League, Philadelphia 3-2 over Washington. The Mets picked up a 7-3 win over Miami. The Dodgers 7, St. Louis 6, and Colorado 7-3 over San Diego. Locally, Home Talent Baseball continues this weekend.
The Home Talent Baseball Sunday League Round Robin Final 4 starts this Sunday. Here are the matchups, with the first round being this Sunday. Sun Prairie is at Verona, and Evansville will be at Sauk Prairie. The second round on Sunday, August 25th, Sauk Prairie will be at Sun Prairie, and Verona will be at Evansville. Then the last round will be on Sunday, September 1st. Evansville will be at Sun Prairie, and Sauk Prairie will be at Verona. In the case of a two-way tie, the title game is held at the site of the team that won the first matchup, regardless of where that was played. And in the case of a three-way tie, the ball club with the most road wins will get a bye, and the remaining two teams will play a semifinal at the opposite of their first game. If none of the ball clubs have more road wins than the others, then random draw as in the past. For WRCO Sports, I'm Michael Hernan.
Thank you, Michael. A former Michigan football staff member at the center of a sign-stealing scandal is now running the defense at a Detroit area high school. Connor Stallions is the defensive coordinator at Mumford High School. Coach William McMichael says the kids all love him and we're all learning from him. Stallions is accused of running an advanced scouting scheme for more than 2 seasons at Michigan. He sent people to games involving Michigan's future opponents, and they digitally recorded signals. Stallions hasn't talked publicly about the allegations. The NCAA is investigating. Rutgers Athletic Director Pat Hobbs has resigned, citing health reasons for the decision to leave the school after 9 years. The departure of the 64-year-old Hobbs comes just 3 weeks before the Scarlet Knights begin a highly anticipated football season. Ryan Passari, the Deputy Athletic Director and Chief of Staff, will take over as Interim Athletic Director. A Big Ten championship race has gone through Ohio State and Michigan most years. It's about to veer left all the way to the West Coast. The Oregon Ducks are primed to take the grandest entrance of the former 4 Pac-12 teams joining the league. Expect them to disrupt the button-up tradition of college sports' oldest conference with flash and panache. In a league where Ohio State, Michigan usually is the game of the year, buzz entering this season is about the Ohio State-Oregon game in Eugene, October 14th. Jeremiah Smith might be the next big thing for number two Ohio State. The pass-catching prodigy from Miami Gardens, Florida, was the country's top-rated high school recruit when he signed with The Ohio State in December and enrolled early amid a frenzy of hype. Since then, the 6'3", 215-pound Smith has shown flashes of being what everybody expects he'll be for the number two Buckeyes. He's impressed coaches and teammates with his work ethic, route running, and acrobatic catches as he goes against the Buckeyes' experienced defensive backs in preseason practice. Smith is a cousin of Seattle Seahawks quarterback Geno Smith. This tumultuous and uncertain period of college football, with rules about player compensation and transfers seemingly changing every few months, has made more than a few coaches, including Nick Saban, question whether the job is really for them anymore. For younger coaches, such as Oregon running backs coach Rashad Samples, the potential head coaches of the future, evolution is everything. 30-something head coaches such as the Rams' Sean McVay, Arizona State's Kenny Dillingham, and now Oregon's Dan Lanning have taught Samples it's not about keeping up with trends, but being a trend setter. Georgia is the number one team in the Associated Press preseason college football poll for the second straight season. The Bulldogs received 46 first-place votes to finish comfortably ahead of number two Ohio State, which got 15 top votes. Oregon is number three, Texas is four, and Alabama fifth. Conference realignment created an unprecedented preseason poll with just four conferences represented, the SEC with nine teams, the Big Ten six, the Big 12 has five, ACC four, Notre Dame, an independent, is ranked seventh. The preseason AP top 10 is, to some degree, a projection for the season to come. So with the college football playoff field about to triple in size from 4 to 12 teams, how will the preseason poll do as a playoff predictor? To get an idea, AP compared the preseason rankings from 2014 through 2023 to the final CFP rankings from those years, the ones that set for the semifinals and other New Year's Six Bowls. Caitlin Clark started fast and finished with 29 points and 10 assists. Kelsey Mitchell put in 28. That helped the Indiana Fever fend off a furious second-half rally from the Phoenix Mercury for a critical 98-89 win last night. Indiana swept the three-season series with Phoenix as Clark tallied the 10th double-double of her rookie season. Kalia Cooper, one of Phoenix's three U.S. Olympic gold medalists, led the Mercury with 32 points and 8 rebounds. The other two, Diana Taurasi and Brittany Griner, finished with 16 points and 10 points, respectively. Hideki Matsuyama and Denny McCarthy are tied for the lead going into the weekend at the FedEx St. Jude Championship in Memphis, Tennessee. They both relied on putting at the TPC Southwind, combining for nearly 300 feet of made putts. Matsuyama had a 64 and McCarthy a 63. They're one shot ahead of Sam Burns. Scottie Scheffler had a bogey-free 65 and was two behind. This is the first playoff event, and only the top 50 in the FedEx Cup advance to next week. Among those on the ropes is Jordan Spieth. He shot a 75 and was actually towards the bottom. The launch of Venu Sports will be delayed after a federal judge granted Fubo TV's motion for a preliminary injunction against the planned sports streaming venture by ESPN, Fox, and Warner Brothers. United States District Judge Margaret Garnett in the Southern District of New York said in a 69-page ruling that Fubo was likely to be successful in proving that the joint venture would violate antitrust laws. Fubo TV filed the lawsuit 2 weeks after ESPN, Fox, and Warner Brothers, along with Discovery and Hulu, announced their plans to offer a sports streaming service starting in February. Matthew Judon wanted a new contract, and he ended up on a new team with a better chance of winning. Brandon Ayuk is not in a similar situation, as he has been holding in with the San Francisco 49ers, waiting for a lucrative deal or a trade. If the star wide receiver goes somewhere else, the Steelers appear to be the top option. His chances of winning a Super Bowl decrease. Judon, a four-time Pro Bowl edge rusher, was traded from New England to Atlanta on Wednesday. He went from a rebuilding team expected to finish near last in the AFC East to a revamped Falcons squad that could win the NFC South. Romanian gymnast Ana Barbozu has received an Olympic bronze medal that was first awarded to U.S. gymnast Jordan Chiles, but later revoked over a scoring controversy. At a ceremony in Bucharest on Friday, Barbozu was presented the bronze for her floor exercise performance at the Paris Games, the first Olympic medal earned by a Romanian gymnast in 12 years. Barbozu said she hopes to represent her nation at the highest level in the future and, quote, bring home more medals. The scoring controversy has been painful for both athletes, and Chiles was stripped of her bronze. USA Gymnastics has said it will continue efforts to let her keep her medal. That's a look at sports on WRCO-FM. I'm Adam Hess.
Beat the hot summer heat with cool prices only at Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers. Take advantage of our summer sale with 40% off most home decor, including prints, summer silks, and signs. Some exclusions may apply. See store for details. Don't forget to order that special someone a fresh bouquet to brighten their day. Delivery is always available. Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, where flowers are our inspiration to create lasting memories. 608-383-1616.
Court in Maine offers quality, affordable furniture, mattresses, home decor options for all styles. Stop in downtown Richland Center for in-stock items as well as customizable styles today. Wirtz Plumbing and Heating, your Trane heating and air conditioning system dealer, providing quality service and superior products. It's hard to stop a Trane. And WP Dental, providing modern dental care, helping create healthy, beautiful smiles Monday through Friday.